You're excited for this.
I forgot that I put this in as a bump. Like, Jimmy never plays it.
There's a reason.
Thank you, Tanner. I didn't tell Tanner. He picked it.
There was a reason. Brian Masurowski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. I hope everyone had a nice long weekend, you know, dodging some weather here and there. Yesterday turned out nicer than I think it was supposed to be.
Yesterday afternoon was great.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be, like, terrible all day.
Yeah.
That's what I was hearing. But no, it's just a little bit. Wait for the storm to roll through in the morning. You were fine.
Turned out to be a beautiful day.
But now we're back at it, back to work on WBEN. How was your long weekend, Joe?
It was good. Brian, you know, I was here Sunday, but it was still a good long weekend. Got to see you on Saturday. That's always great. And, able to spend Sunday and Monday with family. So a nice, relaxing weekend, and happy to be back here on the airwaves.
We're talking about right now, you know, something that is, it's nothing new, right? We've been talking about this for a number of years now, but really the last few years, the price of everything goes up, 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 up. Inflation's killing us at the grocery store, at, you know, when you go out to eat, no matter where. One restaurant chain, we've been talking about this throughout the morning, coming under fire for portion sizes. So it's not just inflation, right, Joe? It's shrinkflation that you're seeing all over the place. Yeah. Listen into this.
And burritos have gotten smaller, and they're calling Chipotle out.
Chipotle portion sizes have went down like crazy.
Lately, Chipotle have not hit the same.
Apparently, Chipotle's been skimping on their serving sizes.
Some people are even urging customers,
if the portion sizes aren't top tier, walk out.
And they're doing it.
I'm okay. I'm good.
But Chipotle is standing by their portion sizes, saying nothing has changed. They also say the claims that workers are filling up your burritos and bowls more if you're videoing them on your phone are not true. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
803-0930 to join Brian and Joe here on WBEN. Okay, so I heard this story and it really got me, it got me going this morning, because I used to work in one of these places where, you know, you're waiting in line, then they make it right in front of you. And it's amazing how different everything is. I mean, that was crazy to think, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's almost 20 years ago. It's about 18 years ago when I was doing that, when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. I could not do the same thing now. No. I could not work in that environment now. If, as you heard in the clip, everything you heard there in the clip, that's multiple people filming themselves ordering. Well, actually, they're not filming themselves ordering. They're filming the person taking the order.
Yeah.
On their phones and posting it online. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I don't know people. I don't think people have video phones.
I was going to say, walking with their camcorder?
Yeah. That would have to be like, I don't even know. You'd have a little flip phone and, like, you're not taking a video on that, you liar. That doesn't have that capability yet. But I don't know what I would do in that situation if I'm working behind the counter. My gut reaction would be to take the, now, Joe, I used to work at Cold Stone. We had these big, we call them spades because that's kind of what they look like. But they're not quite ice cream scoops. They're not quite chisels. They're like somewhere in between. You held one in each hand.
To get the stuff out of the
Yeah, it was like
bin?
A claw, a little scoop to it, but it wasn't, you know, fully a scoop. I think my gut reaction, if I was working at the shop and if I was working anywhere, would be to take one of those and chuck it right at the person's head.
Yeah, so the camera can see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'd be fired, but I think it would be worth it.
I think you'd have a lot of support. You would become TikTok famous without even having a TikTok.
What are you doing? Filming me and putting it on the internet for what? You're about to criticize my job. You just walked in here. You know, hi, I'm Brian. Nice to meet you. Yeah. What's going on here? What are you doing? That would be my biggest problem. So there, number one, before we even get to the tips and tricks of the game, this is the most annoying generation of people to have ever existed.
Yeah, just everything. There's a camera in your pocket and you're going to use it to...
Everybody films everything all the time. Just stop it. And I was even thinking this, Joe, and there's videos that I'm thankful exist that I wish didn't exist. Do you kind of know what I'm saying?
Explain. You're thankful?
Perfect example of this is last week. We're in the newsroom, and Joe DiBiase from down the hall on WGR comes by, and he's like, did you see this video in West Seneca? And I'm sure a lot of people might have seen the video shared by the West Seneca Police Department. I'm assuming it would have been on the Weather Channel and stuff like this, of lightning during the big rainstorm we had last week.
Okay, yeah.
Lightning striking a house in West Seneca. And there's a guy on his front porch, and he's filming, and all of a sudden the lightning strikes this house. It makes this huge, like, wicked sound, humongous flash. I mean, you know, you're seeing lightning from across the street, so just imagine what that looks like. And, I mean, this guy almost gets knocked out of his chair. Just, ooh, and then all of a sudden, you know, the roof starts smoking, and it caused a fire in the house, you know, as you might expect.
Ooh.
And I'm, like, watching this, like, wow, that is an incredible video. Like, that's really cool. I'm glad you showed me that. At the same time, I'm thinking, this video should not exist. I hate that this video exists, because what is a person doing sitting on their front porch videoing the rain?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What are you doing?
If I saw that video, I would have thought it was fake. Like, if it wasn't obviously then confirmed, I would have thought it was fake, because you just happened to be filming a rainstorm.
It didn't surprise me at all, because people film everything. It's insane. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, I am guilty of it. I saw trucks with the carnival rides going down my street, and I was like, oh, I should film that.
Why? What are you doing?
I don't know. Because it's a small street, so I thought that was a cool, that was funny. Like, it was taking up both lanes. I had to get to the side for these trucks to go down Roll Road.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just as guilty.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's everyone's putting a camera on every, I mean, there's so many that, I think we've talked about it at concerts before, because more of them are trying to do like the phone-free thing. That annoys me to no end. Luckily, a lot of the shows I go to, people are, you don't really see a lot of that. Because you know what, if you have your phone out, your phone could get kicked out of your hand and end up being stomped on the ground real easily. So that tends to not happen. But you see it at like these bigger shows all the time. It's just everyone with their phone screen. It's like, hey, she's putting it on Disney Plus in like a month.
Yeah,
you're going to be able to watch it. Like, what are you taking a phone video for? At a game, it annoys me. Like a game, put it on DVR. These games are televised.
Yeah,
that you're going to have a better look at the replay, not on your
watch it in person
camera. Now again, like I say this, and there was it last week, 2 weeks ago, at the hockey game, where somebody caught on a camera on the opposite angle, like that hit, and he actually threw a punch at his face.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Bennett in the Florida. I think that came from a fan, that video.
So, yeah.
So it's cool
when you
that
say
happened.
It that way.
At the same time, what are you doing taking the video?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle of play. Like, watch the game. What are you there for? But people take videos of everything all the time. It drives me up a wall.
Yeah, I would have taken videos of you guys singing. If phones were around back then.
Oh, at the Cold Stone?
Yeah.
I didn't sing.
Yeah,
there's no way. No way. So people would drop a dime in the bucket and then look at me and be like, thanks.
Come on. A dime? Then when you sing for 10 cents?
I would refuse to do it.
Yeah.
That's humiliating.
It really is.
There's no way. Oh, here's a nickel, buddy. Sing me a song. I don't think so.
This isn't Johnny Rockets.
Like, what are you... You know how much money I make? Nothing. I'm not singing for anybody.
You know, I got to split this dime with everyone back here.
That's right. If I get fired for not singing a song, the next place I go to will understand.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave your job? Well, I didn't sing because somebody gave me a quarter. What?
Yeah, you're hired.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I understand. That's understandable. But anyways, people are videoing everything, including when they go out to eat, and like what's going, how long the line is, how they're making your food. If I was working behind the place, yes, I would give you a smaller portion size. I would look at your camera in disgust. This is, of course, if I didn't already throw whatever I had in my hand at your face. But it would annoy me to no end.
I could just imagine you staring at the person's phone while you're making the ice cream treat.
Yeah. What do you want in here? Yeah, another Oreo? Yeah, eat up. You could really use it. Unbelievable. But anyways, that's what's happening in this report, is a bunch of people filming it. And yeah, you were saying, we were talking before the show, that this is like, this is the new social media thing.
Chipotle, yes.
But like, not just there. It's like every fast food or fast casual place, you can scroll through hours of video online of people talking about their ordering.
Talk about their ordering, how I got the best deal, how I got, you know, I didn't get enough, you know. The thing that amazes me is something that I thought we took care of this in the 90s. Because you know what's back now on TikTok? And again, I don't watch through TikTok. I find it on YouTube Shorts. People post their TikToks there. But the, hey, this doesn't look anything like the picture. Have you seen this one? This is coming back. Like, I thought we solved this,
yeah,
in the 90s.
That was done.
Yeah, like, we know what you're looking at in the ads probably isn't even what you're receiving, yeah, at the store.
It's the lawsuit from last week.
Yeah, but like, the fact that that's now coming back, and that has, I think, taken over the let me bring a scale to Chipotle, which is very popular as well on social media.
People are bringing scales to,
yeah,
the...
Yeah, like, okay, that idea that I said off the air, I didn't come up with that. People have been doing that where I ordered this online, and I ordered this in person, and they're doing it right in the store, which you'd notice because no one eats inside of Chipotle anymore. So they bring the scale, they have it...
No one does?
When I go to Chipotle, I don't see anyone in the chairs. I see everyone waiting for their online order.
Oh, I ate it. I ate there. They play funky music.
Yeah, they do. but they bring the scale and they weigh their Chipotle order. I've seen this more and more. But yeah, now it's, I went to BK and this doesn't look like what I thought I was getting.
Yeah. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So this is why I can never complain about why the portion size thing, especially at Chipotle or any of these fast casual places, if you've worked at one of these places, this is why you can throw this argument out, because the portions are never the same.
Right.
From store to store, from day to day, from person in line to person in line, the portions are almost never the same, because how could they be? The only place where the portions are the same, you go to a Dairy Queen.
Or Subway.
Subway?
They weigh everything.
They
right
weigh
in front
everything
of
there? Yep. I cannot tell you the last time I was at one of those places.
It's just the thing I remember.
But you go to a Dairy Queen, I always thought this when I worked at the competing ice cream place.
Right.
And they're putting it on the scale. And I would say, like, wow, one, I would be terrible at that because I just eyeballed everything, and you get more or less, you get generally what you paid, yeah, for. They would weigh every ice cream, and I'd always ask the follow-up question of, what happens if it's not the right weight? You just throw it out? That's a bigger waste than just giving me the extra.
Exactly.
Do you add more on?
Do you have the next order and you just...
Then it's not going to work. Like, it'll fall off the cone. What's the purpose of doing it? I never understood that. But that's the one place where you know you're getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
The thing with the portion sizes is it's never going to be the same. And that's just on human variance. That's just on, you know, what person to person, it's not going to really work out to be the same thing. But it's also because it's impossible for people to not play favorites.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And there are things that I think you can do to get the most bang for your buck at a fast casual place. And I know that everybody else has their tips. And instead of going out to lunch today and taking a video and posting it online, let's be a little less annoying and you can call us. 803-0930 to share your tips and tricks and what you think is the way to go and do this. You have any for us, Joe?
Well, the first one, and now I want to make sure it's known. I'm off fast food, Brian. I haven't had fast food for a month. I don't plan on going back anytime soon. But if you're going to a fast food place, right? Your Burger King's, your McDonald's, your Taco Bell's, this is the opposite of Chipotle, because Brian woke me up on this one, and he's 100% right. If you're going to Chipotle, order in person, don't order online. But if you're going to a BK, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, something like that, order on the app. The amount of deals they have. Every week, you get a free thing of fries at Burger King with a purchase of $1. So if you're trying to go out and get the most for as little, I'm saying go on the app, look at the deals. Unless you're like the most picky person, you should be able to get a decent lunch for around $5.
Because the deal's in the app.
The deal's in the app that you can't get in the store.
I've got my things for dealing with the store. One is you never order through the app.
Yeah, and you're 100% right.
Like, but that changes, huh? Because if you're going to like your normal fast food, a fast food burger place, there's not really much that they're doing.
No.
That's going to impact how much food you get. Like, right, this report is dealing with the portion size at Chipotle restaurants. They're not forming the burgers out of fresh ground beef from the butcher shop right in the back of a McDonald's or Wendy's. The burgers there, they're cooked, they're put on the portions are more or less the same.
And most likely
the scoop of fries goes into the thing, and it's the same size scoop of fries for every single one.
And most likely they're not even seeing you, dealing with you at all through your orders.
Yeah.
Not like Chipotle, Moe's, Subway, where you have to look right at them. At one of these burger places, I mean, hell, at McDonald's, you don't even order. There's no person to order. You walk in, you have to order through the kiosk. So you can't gain favorability with the person that's making your order.
That is tip number one. You go into the store, and you're standing face to face with somebody, not holding your phone in front of their face.
Yep.
You're just looking at them with a smile on your face. And I guarantee that because who wouldn't feel the same way? You are more likely to give a little bit more to somebody if they're right in front of you watching you do it than if you order through an app and they're just taking a random thing, putting it in the bag, and putting it on a shelf.
Right.
I think that's the way to go. And you never know who's making your lunch, who's doing whatever. I've gotten a huge portion one time. The guy liked the Bad Brain shirt I was wearing.
Look at that.
He was like, hey, nice shirt, man. Like, what's going on? You talk to him for a little bit, and then all of a sudden you're walking out. It's like, wow, there's definitely some more meat on this burrito because
yeah,
he thought I was a cool dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he was wrong, but, you know, he thought I was an all right guy.
Also, like, don't seem annoyed the minute I've seen this so many times, again, at Chipotle, just being annoyed the minute you get up there. Like, don't act annoyed to the person. Yeah.
Tapping the foot. There's nothing worse than being in line with that person, except for maybe being the person to take that person's order.
Yeah, it's awful. And don't talk down to the person taking your order. Don't talk like they're working for you. I understand.
Or like you know more about the job than they do.
Yeah, yeah. That I observe that, and that is the absolute worst. When I feel bad, and it's like, I got to be after this person. That's either going to work in my favor or work against me because this person's already checked out.
We used to have candy jars in front, and it would display, there would be like the full candy bar packaging. It would display all the different candies that you could get put into your ice cream.
Okay.
And then behind that, you know, on our side where the workers are, you had the, you know, big jars that we would refill all the time of just whatever the bulk candy packages of it broken up and put in there that you just grab and put into the ice cream. And all the time you get people like, whoa, I don't get the fresh one opened. And, you know, pointing at the candy packages that have been there for years and years and years as the display of what to get. And you'd try and say, well, no, that's just the display that's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's not this is the stuff back here that we replace as soon as it goes away. Well, I don't, you know, I'd rather have the fresh one. And every once in a while, someone would argue with you enough that I'd say, okay, you know what? You want the 5-year-old candy? I'll give it to you, buddy. There you go. So, acting like you know more about the job than the person there. It's a sure way to make sure you're not getting what you paid for.
Surprise,
maybe
it wasn't
a little less.
Just a fake package with nothing inside. That would be even funnier. Oh, you want this? You open up, it's styrofoam.
Yeah. That would have been good. What are your tips and tricks for getting the most out of your meal when everybody's paying a little bit more? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. All right, so they say the portion size is going down at a lot of fast casual restaurants. Well, what's your move to make sure that that doesn't happen to you? Everyone's got a little bit of a trick, right? 803-0930 to join us. Let's go to the phones. Julia in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
Oh, it's funny. The personal tip that I have so that doesn't happen to me is to order at the front And the other guy that was just talking, be friendly with the person who's ordering your food, because a lot of times, like at Mickey D's or something, there's a manager and one other person who's working with them. There's usually some young, a lot of times there's this really young person who's very rude, and the person, the manager's trying to run everything. And like at the University Plaza one, she told me she had six children and six boys. And I said, oh, my gosh. And so I kind of talked it up. So she, I noticed that she tossed in some more fries. And it was like, I wasn't doing that on purpose. I was just, I'm an ordinarily friendly person. And then I noticed that at that particular McDonald's, there were all these young kids, and that some of them were upset because I had taken their table, this very long table, but that's where I wanted to spread my things out. And they were all around a kiosk, and apparently there was a special on Tuesdays that ran on the app for McDonald's. They were all trying to order it, and they'd all gotten out of school or out of college or whatever. And I'm very nosy, and I like talking to the young folks. I'm not, like, afraid of them like some people are. So I said, what's the deal today? And they said, oh, there's this app, that our young app. And they showed me where the app was. And so I got some extra food in addition to my $5 Happy Meal. So anyway, takes time to talk with people and figure out what's going on, you know, and you can be kind. Those managers are going through hell sometimes, these days especially. So just be nice to them and don't help throw a hissy fit.
Yeah,
so
that's my Julia, I like the call, and I think that is right. I mean, that's tip number one. It could be the only one on the list. Be a nice person. It's not like you have to have a full conversation with the person who's making your food or, you know, do... Just like, hey, what's going on? Just be a nice guy.
There's too many people that just think that they're like, I don't know if it's they think they're better or they're entitled to something, but, and you and I both know this from working in the food industry, and I worked in retail as well, and it's, there are just people out there that they go in with, I am going to boss this person around, and like, that's not going to win you anything over.
If you go in with any sort of bad attitude, like, that is going to show up.
Yes.
On your face, and it's probably going to show up in the bag of food that you get at the end.
Exactly.
Like it's a vibe.
Yep.
Like that word gets thrown around. So it's like the word of the decade, I feel. Vibe, like everyone uses that, but it is so many times. Like, forget about restaurants for a second. You go into work, you go anywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody walks in with like kind of a bad attitude. They have that like vibe with them, and it can bring down the whole room.
Oh, believe me.
I mean, it can.
I know.
And it is contagious. It's like, it is one of these things that it doesn't take a lot to pick up on. And if you walk in somewhere with that vibe, then... Yeah, it's going to show up in the bag of food or whatever that you order. You're not going to find the people as helpful because they don't really want to work with you.
I would say one of the main reasons people want to work from home now, obviously, to stay at home. I get that. That's number one. But I would say on that list is to avoid that toxic coworker that we all have dealt with.
Oh, yeah. I 100%. I would think that that's... plays into all those numbers.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how often, I would love to hear from people who work in the food industry and the fast casual, which fast casual is, do we know what we're talking about here?
Fast casual is a Chipotle, a Moe's, a Five Guys?
Ted's, a Five Guys. Yeah. So to me, fast food is you order at the counter, the food's made in the back. Fast food has a drive-through.
Yes.
Fast casual is... you're ordering, you might see them make it on an assembly line in front of you, or you can kind of see the kitchen in the back. It takes a little bit for your food. You might order and then, hey, we'll call your name when it's ready.
Like a Panera.
Yeah, that's kind of on the borderline, I think, of like that fast food versus fast casual. But the fast casual it's got to be like the most popular thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, right?
Yep.
Like, those are the restaurants popping up everywhere. And I think for those people, this has to be the number one bug that everyone working there has to get over the last few years. And it would have to be people complaining about the price.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that is? And look, it's easy to complain about the price.
Yeah.
Because the price has shot up in the past 3-4 years. Like, it's kind of crazy what it costs. I mean, if you were to pull out a receipt out of your pocket or out of your winter jacket that you didn't wear for the last 2 years or whatever it is, and look at the price between then and now, I'm sure you could have ordered the exact same thing and be paying 50% more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the times I go to Chipotle compared to 3-4 years ago, I mean, I almost never go now. I used to go all the time. It the price, and Chipotle was never really cheap, don't get me wrong, but it is, I mean, now to get a meal, you're over $20.
To get a meal, it's what you used to pay for sit down.
Yes.
It's what you used to pay at like a bar and grill or yep. type of restaurant. But you have to know that going in though. So if you're complaining about the price when you're in line, or making comments about it when you're at the register or when somebody's making your meal, that's one of those things I think that'll make people mad. Because if I'm working there and I'm hearing you complain about the price, it's like, one, I'm making your burrito or your burger or whatever.
You think I was at the meeting?
I don't set the prices here. Like, I'm not in the boardroom in, you know, Topeka or wherever, you know, the headquarters is making the whatever the cost is going to be. That goes above my pay grade.
Right.
Walk out of the store.
Yeah,
like you can see the price before you order. It's clearly printed on here. I mean, this used to happen all the time to me. Oh, it's so expensive. Well, it's, I don't know how much more clear it can get. Like, this is what it costs. Hey, you want an extra of this? There's the cost right there per extra thing. It's pretty clearly spelled out for you. I don't control it. You knew how much it was going in. If you don't want, walk out the door, guess what? That's great for me because then I don't have to serve you. There's one last person I have to deal with, and I'm getting paid the same. It's fine. Go away. People complaining about the price at the restaurant, you've made the decision to go out. You know it's more expensive. Keep it to yourself, or as you're walking out, you know what, you can go, that wasn't worth it. We're eating at home from now on.
Anytime there was a price increase, and I worked, you know, for 14 years at the same place. So there were a few price increases. And, you know, you go to the door. Here's your order. The total was, oh, my gosh, it's gotten so expensive. Well, you heard the price on the phone. Like,
yeah.
You heard it 45 minutes before I got here. And you know, okay, I get it. Like Brian said, I understand. I have to pay things, too. But do you think that's going to get you a discount? Like, I'm going to tell you this right now. Telling the guy delivering your food is not going to get you a discount. Now, it's not going to have anything wrong with your food. I'm just saying. That's wasted time, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is so expensive. I know. Why are you eating here?
Yeah.
I know. Can you believe the suckers who buy this, right, as you're making their food? Like, what are you supposed to say to that?
And can you imagine thinking the prices when you were working there compared to now?
I'd probably be crazy.
Yeah.
We'll go to the phones. Jeremy in Lancaster. You're on WBEN. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. The biggest scam, in my opinion, is the Lloyd's burrito. I got frustrated once. I thought, this is too much cabbage. So I opened it up, and it was mostly cabbage. So now, if I have to go to their food truck, I'll just get a taco. Because you get more...
Were you smiling?
I was pleasant. I said, can I have X burrito, please? And but what sealed the deal was the first time I got one, I'm just thinking maybe they got over-enthusiastic with the cabbage. But the next time I had a shirt and tie on. So I'm eating it with a knife and fork not to get messy. And I'm noticing it's like a whole head of... shredded cabbage for like $7-8.
Well, and Jeremy, I'm going to have a hard time picturing anything other than you in a shirt and tie cutting up a burrito with a knife and fork. I've had the exact opposite thing there. Here's my opinion on it doesn't matter where you go. If you're ordering a burrito at a fast casual place, I don't get lettuce at all.
That's what I thought Jeremy was going to say his tip was, to say no cabbage.
Lettuce fills up the thing. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember... All right, they have to roll this thing up. They don't have 3 different size wraps,
right,
to put all the junk that you order in there. So what do you really want to eat? For me, it's meat.
Yeah.
So I order meat. I say, no, here's the meat. And then after that, I'll say, maybe throw in like a little bit of sauce or cheese, or like a little bit of something extra. But I want meat in that thing.
Yeah.
And every time I've gone to Lloyd's, I can't even eat the whole thing. It's just meat. It's that shredded beef that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. And it's just, if you order lettuce, especially if you are not there when they're making it, right? Going back to the order in person.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of lettuce. And there's only so much you can fit in the one burrito wrap.
That's right.
Something's got to give. It's probably going to end up being your meat. it's not all going to fit. They're not making like an extra special large wrap for you, or like putting your extra meat on the side or something like that.
Yeah,
it's
no.
just not going to happen.
Get rid of the lettuce. I'm all for burrito with no lettuce. I'm fine.
My wife will make fun of me like for being plain on everything, but like, what am I? You know, I don't get lettuce on a burger, or it's not that I'm against it. Or a sub. I had a sub last night. I put some lettuce on it, but that's just because that's fine.
It doesn't
bother me. It gives a little crunch. It's whatever. Put a turkey sandwich. I'll put a leaf of lettuce on there.
Yeah.
If I go out and order somewhere, I don't. No thanks. I don't need the lettuce. What does the lettuce do beside take up space?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things I like lettuce on. I don't need it on my...
It doesn't add any flavor. There's no, like, whatever. But my wife will always make fun of me for you're not even getting the lettuce on it. Well, who cares? It's tasteless. What's it doing for you? It's not even really healthy. It's like a net zero.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I think some people get lettuce because they think it makes their dish healthier, but...
You're like a cheeseburger, you put a slice of lettuce on it. Yeah, it doesn't make it healthier.
That'll help you.
I don't, and then I get no lettuce on it. Like, oh, well, yeah, I got a healthier option. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're putting actually more stuff on it.
That's right. That's giving you nothing.
Lettuce.
I'm not anti-lettuce. I love lettuce, but I can see your point.
I'll make a salad myself.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I've never understood this, the popularity of salads at restaurants, and whether that's the fast food place, McDonald's and everywhere, they've added salads to the mix. You can get a salad from it. There are places that are just salads that you can go to and get. How is that popular?
I like a good, my favorite, this was not healthy, but my favorite dish at Friendly's when I was a kid was the crispy chicken salad in the chip bowl with their honey mustard. Friendly's had that best honey mustard. I've not been able to find any honey mustard that comes close to Friendly's. That was my favorite dish. Had it every time I went to Friendly's.
I just can't imagine getting a salad going out anywhere.
Yeah.
Because the salad is the one thing that...
You can make at home?
For a dollar.
Yeah.
How much is a head of lettuce? That's most of the salad right there.
Right.
And then what do you want to throw some chicken on it? That's fine. You want to throw whatever you want to put on it.
Cherry tomatoes.
People are paying $12 for a salad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Why?
It's pre-prepared. I don't have a good answer.
You're waiting for it probably. You have to go somewhere. And in that time, you could have made 15 salads.
There are some good... there are some good salads out there. Like I've gone out and had a salad at dinner, and I thought it was something I couldn't recreate at home, but I'm already out. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't go out for a salad, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But like, I like a good Caesar salad. There are places that make a good Caesar salad. Brian, I just would not be able to
I wouldn't have ordered
imitate it.
Like sometimes a salad will come, if you go to a nice place, a salad will come with
Olive Garden
meal. that's exactly what I was thinking, Joe. A salad will come with a meal. Like, all right, yeah, that's fine. Just give me the salad. I've got nothing against it, but I don't need it. I'm not ordering it on top of my meal to make me feel
so
better about myself. Or
when my wife and I go out, we try to do things cheaply. So we'll split a Caesar salad and we'll split an entree. It actually works out pretty well.
But that's because you need the extra.
Yeah, I mean, there's places that we just like their Caesar salad. It's good.
I
had a bad Caesar salad a few days ago, but I'm not going to say from where.
I can understand paying more for, your burger place, your whatever. I just cannot bring myself to pay for a salad. Like, that's one of the, you say you do things on the cheap.
Yeah.
Like, that to me, that's our different minds. I would look at paying for a salad out anywhere.
It's cheaper than
ordering two entrees, sure.
But it's cheaper if you'll just look at a menu. It's one of the cheaper things on there is the salad. If I'm out with, like we were out with family, okay, well, the salad looks good. I don't want to pay more than $15.
Oh, that's what are you paying more than $15 for at a place that you're at that you're getting a salad instead?
Probably everything else.
$15 salad.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed. There are places where I've actually enjoyed the salad when I've gone out. Now, there's other places when I ordered the salad, I thought it was a huge waste. And I should have just gotten the burger. I'm not saying it's every time. I'm just saying there are times where I'll just have a salad, like Jerry Seinfeld. I'll just have a salad.
That is one thing I think you can be sure of in life. I'll order some weird stuff. I'll order, and I've said it before, I'm just like such a plain person in ordering. Like, people definitely look at me funny. I'll say this. You'll say, Brian, your orders are the worst orders I've ever seen in my life. You will never catch me ordering a salad out.
I believe that.
I could never bring myself to do it. If I wanted a salad, if I was out somewhere, I wouldn't order the salad.
It's not something I do. Don't make it sound like I do it every time I go out. It's not something I do often. I'm saying there have been times.
I also think, like, if you're going out to eat and getting a salad at a sit-down place, I'm assuming that's different, though, than, like, the fast casual that we're talking about, salad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not paying $12.
Because people are doing that for lunch. You're paying $12 for a lunch salad.
Yeah, I mean,
There's got to be a difference. I won't know because I won't order it. There's got to be a difference between the lunch salad at the fast casual place and the dinner salad at the sit-down place.
Yeah, the thing in the plastic container. I mean, there's a certain grocery store around the corner. Have you seen what they're charging for their salads?
There's a certain gas station around. I mean, you can, right?
That's,
I mean,
right.
You can go anywhere. They must be popular. People are buying them. But we also, we can't live in a place where we're complaining about the cost of your fast food, whatever, and people are also spending $11 for a little salad in a plastic container.
These places have caught on because we're lazy and no one is preparing the night before for the next day. I think that's how these places are so popular. I think that's how.
Oh, it's definitely.
I think that's how a grocery store can charge $13 for a chicken Caesar salad, mm-hmm. is because, well, it's 9 o'clock. I gotta go to bed. Well, what were you doing at 7? During Wheel of Fortune, get everything together for the next day, and then you don't have to pay anything. Like, I think we're so lazy, and this goes into a lot of things we've talked about. We're so lazy, we're not preparing, and so, well, it's $13, but I don't have any food another way. Well, then, you know, tonight, maybe think about tomorrow. Get some Tupperware.
Doesn't that amaze you, though? Like, we're constantly complaining about the price of everything going up. And the things that are popular that people buy are like, what are we doing?
I'll tell you right now. I may, when I'm out, buy a salad if I'm at a sit-down place. You will never see me paying $13, $14 for a salad in a plastic container. You have my word on that.
For the walk-out salad.
Yeah.
The takeout salad.
You will
is
not
what I'm
see me
about.
Have with a takeout salad. I am way too cheap for that.
Did they add that after Morgan Spurlock, RIP? Did they add that after his movie? I think they did. McDonald's, right?
McDonald's attempted to. I think McDonald's has since taken off their menu because it was so unpopular.
In the salad at McDonald's?
Well, they had the shaker. That was the thing.
What's that?
It came in the big cup with the plastic dome, and it was a salad, and then you picked your dressing. And then when you got it from the counter, you put the dressing and you shook it.
Oh. Oh, you know what? I can picture exactly what you're talking about now. You want to know a weird thing about me? No dressing ever. Can't stand dressing.
Really? Well, then I can understand why you wouldn't order a salad.
That probably plays into it. I just don't see it. If I'm eating a salad in my head, why am I adding? If I'm adding all the dressing
calories,
I don't really particularly like many dressings.
Right.
Yeah, I'll just get the cheeseburger.
Well, people always look at me funny, but, you know, there are some times where I'm really just counting my calories, and I will put yellow mustard on a salad. And that would be my dressing. There's no calories in mustard. And then people go, well, how could you do that? Well, back to Brian's point, a lot of people put lettuce and tomato on their burger. I'm really doing nothing different.
Yeah. It's without the meat.
Exactly.
I also like the taste of the plain lettuce.
I've done that, too. I like it mixed with, like, some olives.
You know why? Because it tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
And you're just chewing on it.
And it fills you up.
I could still eat some more.
We all could.
By the way, I'm hungry right now.
While we're mentioning salads, there is one fast food salad that they need to bring back. It was the GOAT of fast food salads, and that was the Wendy's salad bar.
which has also left us decades ago.
You, of all people, you use a paper towel to touch the door handle at the bathroom, and you're eating a fast food salad bar?
I never said I touched it, but I did like, it was refreshing to see that salad bar next to the line. And, all right, that's a whole other show, but you shouldn't touch the handle. After the things I've seen, you should never touch the handle in the bathroom. Always take a paper towel. All right, David's next. We'll be back tomorrow.